is deplorable in any place or in any circumstances. But as President Eisenhower has said himself, you can't change the hearts of people by law. Now, in view of the progress that we have made, all I ask for in this situation, and all I've ever asked for, is some time for the situation to change, for it to become acceptable so that there would not be disorder and violence. And if so be that this right, which was ruled as proper by the Supreme Court for 80 or 90 years, and then was upset all at once in 1954, if it is right, it will come about. So why should we be so impatient as to want to force it? Because force begets force. Hate begets hate. Malice begets malice. But if time is given for an adjustment of the attitudes and the feelings of people, then it can be peacefully accomplished, which will be better for all concerned. And that is why I want it to occur peacefully, with general acceptance, so that there will never be any such incidents as that. Can I change the hearts of the people? What did William Burroughs say? One of the greatest liberals and the progressive Republicans of long ago. You've been reading me some statements. May I read you one? If a state may not be entrusted exclusively with the authority and relied upon to exercise the authority to punish those who violate its own laws, public or private persons, then there is no such thing as local government, because the state is deprived of the very instrumentality by which it maintains state integrity. We are dealing with the race problem. We need not blind our eyes to that fact. And the race problem is a problem which does not readily yield to legislative solution to the rigid demands of the law. Only the patient process of education, the uplifting power of religion, the tolerant, noble-minded men and women who give their thoughts to the cause can remove or mollify such injustices or such harshnesses. And that is being done. It is being done in the South. That result the South is achieving, the record so shows, and the people of the South are entitled to our commendation and not our condemnation. 20 years ago, our progress had been achieved as now. Of course, as we used to say in the war, we are sometimes the children of fate and circumstance. I think I am such because I've always termed myself a liberal and been so termed by my associates in the Conference of Governors, both North and South. It is the simple fact that these things cannot be done overnight. Time is the healer of all wounds and the solution to many problems. And we just can't do this thing at once. Force begets force. One of the things that makes it so unpleasant about all of this is that when people feel that it's being forced down their throats against their will, then they naturally react.